Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I'm sure that you are just as frustrated as I am that politicians in Michigan can't come up with a good solution to providing safe roads at a reasonable cost. I have two suggestions that you just might like. My more modest proposal is for Michigan to copy Virginia and other states that sign contracts for the private maintenance of state highways and expressways. The states that do so saw annual costs drop 20 to 25% with no decrease in the quality of service. Now, if you really want to get serious about fixing Michigan's roads, why not look at what has been done in nations such as France, Spain, Italy, Brazil, Mexico, Australia, and Chile, and in our neighboring state of Indiana? Michigan residents pay for utilities such as electricity, natural gas, water, sewer, and telephones on the basis of their usage. None of these services are provided by governments out of general tax collections. Why not treat roads as another utility? Why not do like Indiana has done and sell a 75-year lease for the state's expressways? A Spanish-Australian company paid the Indiana state government $3.6 billion for this lease, plus assumed 100% of the costs of snow removal and maintenance of these roads. Indiana's government has devoted this entire payment to a 10-year program to upgrade other state roads and bridges without raising any taxes. Even better, the Indiana state budget saves hundreds of millions of dollars annually on road maintenance. Users of Indiana's expressways pay tolls, which would cost consumers more. However, these could be offset by lower gas tax collections. Plus, tolls fairly allocate costs to users, unlike the imperfect gasoline taxes in Michigan that do not fairly charge electric and hybrid vehicles for their use of the roads. Indiana drivers can use EasyPass, a prepaid toll collection system used in 15 states, such as Illinois, where cars don't even have to stop at toll booths. Governor Snyder and the rest of Michigan's politicians, are you listening? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.